A beat writer, of course, San Jose Mercury News, Bay Area Newspaper Group, and Extra Bags with two G's on Twitter. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Mar. Are you kidding me? I'm great. I'm sitting in the Wrigley Field dugout next to the Professor Ron Wotus here. It's an absolutely perfect day weather-wise, listening to Gary Pressey on the organ. And getting ready for a pretty good ball game.
Well, yesterday was pretty good, and in fact, I tweeted out that only the professor could explain the base running of yesterday. And was he very happy? If you're looking at him, was he very happy with Crawford yesterday and everything that went on?
You know, it took like three levels of awareness to make that play happen, and you think it started with panic, or maybe it started with Crawford being at second. It actually started with Buster Posey, because if Buster Posey doesn't run to cover third base, then Crawford has to continue to third base and isn't there to receive a throw. And Panic even said that his first clue something was up wasn't that he saw Rizzo rounding second base aggressively. It's he saw Buster running to third, and that's what alerted him. Hey, I'd better check on Rizzo there, and then did exactly what you're supposed to do. He ran toward him. And once Rizzo stopped, then he threw to Crawford, who made a nice little behind the back tag. So, really, really good awareness play on, and it took all three of those guys to make that happen.
Yeah, it's good baseball, Andy. I know you're enjoying the series, but back here we sort of feel, you know, playoff baseball. And what's it like being in the park? Are the Cubs taking it like that, like this is a playoff series, or are they so far ahead that the mad scientist Joe Maddon is just moving the pieces around?
Well, I've seen a few comments here or there. Like yesterday, they get a really nice win. Bumgarner beats Arrieta. Crawford hustles to score a run. They show great awareness, like I said, on that Rizzo play we just talked about. You know, really good win that you could feel good about. And sure, they only had four hits, and the Cubs made a couple mistakes, you know, that they took advantage of. But it really felt like the kind of game that they win in the postseason. You know, but the point I made in my story was, you know, for as bad as they've played and as much as they've struggled since the break, you know, and haven't looked like a playoff team, you know, they are right now in playoff position. And if they get into October, these are the kinds of games they can play and win. And so you start to sort of dream on them a little bit, and it doesn't seem so dire. And then I immediately got a flood of comments from, you know, the – and you got to remind yourself, 80% of America is not on Twitter, and 95% of the people who follow you who are of sound mind, you don't hear from. So you take it with a grain of salt, but still, you know, you get the people who are saying, oh, only four hits, and the Cubs made mistakes, and, you know, qualifying it. Hey, man, it was a great win. Enjoy that win. If they can win behind Cueto today, you've split four with them. You actually win the season series with the Cubs.
That's
which
right.
Is a really, really tough thing to do, obviously. And sure, they've got to get some more momentum. They've got to hit more. They all know that. And they hope that there will be time to generate momentum. But they've got the exact same record, Marty, at 73 and 62, I believe it is.
Yes.
That they had through 135 games in 2014. And you know what? They were 15 and 29 out of the All-Star break before yesterday. Hey, they had a 15 and 29 stretch in 2014, too. They were 10 games under 500 their last 100 games that year. And this team still has time, I think, to generate that momentum and not only win the division, but get in as a playoff team. And all you got to do is get in, and we know they're dangerous.
A couple of resting players today, Pagan and Crawford, just ordinary rest with Colorado coming up.
Yeah, Bruce Bochy said really tough to do it, but he knows he has to give those guys a day. And it is a day game, don't forget, in Denver tomorrow. So going to be a quick turn with the travel after today's game. They are going to send Matt Moore. I just saw him walk by after throwing on the side, and they're going to send him a little bit earlier ahead of the team so he can get adjusted, get his lungs used to that thin air. So he'll get a few extra hours in Denver. It's really tough to rest a Crawford, but you got to do it, because if you don't, he's not going to have his legs under him when you need him to come through in those big situations. So nothing wrong with those guys, just giving them a rest.
Andy, and also Bochy, I saw your tweet this morning, no further call-ups expected. This is about it. No third catcher coming, huh?
Well, that seems to be where they are. I think they're going to keep somebody ready, whether it's Tony Sanchez or Miguel Olivo, probably Sanchez. They'll probably keep him working out in Arizona once the minor league season ends tomorrow, because if something were to happen, they're going to need to call somebody up. Remember, last year, Trevor Brown, his season had ended. He spent a week at home, you know, his parents' house on the couch when all of a sudden I believe it was it Hector Sanchez had another concussion or there was something happened, and they needed another catcher, and boom, Trevor Brown was so impressive in that September stint that he was on their radar, and he beat out Andrew Susek to be the backup this year, and he's a big leaguer now. So you never know what can happen, but right now the current plan is for them to not call anybody else up, and that's going to be a little bit tough for a Clayton Blackburn who got called up but didn't appear in a game and had an up-and-down season but ended nicely with a good start for AAA. You know, Chris Stratton, a guy who's gotten some time, but they feel they've got enough coverage there. So, and you know, if they're not on the 40-man roster, you're probably not going to get on at this point because they're all full up. So it looks like this is the squad that they'll have. But if they do find they need some coverage or have additional needs, then they could always make an adjustment.
Well, this is going to be terrific today. And, you know, the Giants have won three of their last five against the Cubs. They're actually 14-12 in the run differential in those five games. They're up. But the first game between the two teams, the Cubs won it 8-1, so that's the run differential in favor of the Cubs. But these last five games have been terrific, and I'm looking forward to another one today. So I appreciate your being on, and we'll talk to you, hope maybe tomorrow, but certainly see you. I'm going to see you down in Arizona, so I'm looking forward to it.
Sure. Now, I will tell you, give a little weather report, Marty. The wind has been blowing in all series. The Cubs don't have a homer in three games. It is a little bit different today, pretty calm, but the winds aren't blowing straight in. They're blowing slightly cross breeze out to left, so probably a little more danger for Johnny Cueto against those right-handed Cubs hitters. But certainly, you know, the Giants would like to do better than get three or four hits and maybe get Cueto a little margin of error, and that would be about the best thing they could do today. So thanks for the time, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And the wind hopefully won't affect the kicker for Northwestern. I hope that'll be okay.
We're not talking about that, Marty.
Okay.
We're not discussing it. I will say Western Michigan is the very best of the directional Michigans, but still.
You did say that,
I've put that out of my mind. I'm already looking ahead to next week.
All right, we love you. Thanks, Andy. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
All right. That is Andy Bagley. Of course, the Wildcats of Northwestern losers yesterday to Western Michigan. All right. Quick break. More coming up on the Sports Leader.